Protests raged across Italy over the weekend. Milan saw rival demonstrations from the left and the right. In Rome, thousands came to the streets, some wearing shirts reading "No more fascism, no more racism," protesting a new wave of far-right thinking. All of this ahead of Sunday's elections for a new parliament and prime minister. And after a fascist extremist opened fire earlier this month on African immigrants in Macerata. NPR's Silvia Pagioli is in Rome. Silvia, fascism is a flash word in Italy. Remind us why this is a particularly passionate moment.
Well, first of all, the election campaign has been going on for an amazingly unprecedented sort of racist and political ideological rhetoric. Italy has had 600,000 immigrants have arrived in the last 4 years, and this has really become the dominant theme. And you have the parties are sort of on the, there's a far right party, the Northern League, which is fomenting a lot of anti-immigration feelings. They're not the only one. There's this been unprecedented racist campaign slogans that many analysts fear have been encouraging violence. As you mentioned, this case in Macerata, where a right-wing extremist with who had a Nazi tattoo on his forehead opened fire on 5 African immigrants. He injured them quite seriously. And he said it was in revenge for an attack, a murder of a young Italian woman, and the suspect there is Nigerian. So all this has fomented a lot of old ghosts in Italy that had, you know, a 20-year dictatorship with Mussolini, the fascist dictatorship. And, you know, Italy never really came to terms. It never had a Nuremberg. It never really had a defascization the way Germany had a denazization. And so these are old slogans that are really coming to the fore. And there are a lot of ultra-right-wing groups that are also running in the election to try to get into parliament. It's a very, very tense moment in Italy right now.
Well, that shooter that you mentioned carried an image of Mussolini with him. And there's another far-right party that marches with Mussolini's straight-arm salute. So definitely echoes of history there, troubling for many. But we understand many of the people who are protesting are also protesting things like labor reforms and vaccines, you know, mandatory vaccines. Former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is involved here. He's the head of a center-right party. There's also the Five Star Movement. So what's that?
Okay, the Five Star Movement was founded less than a decade ago by a comedian, Beppe Grillo, and its claim to be an internet-based direct democracy. It attracted a lot of Italians who were disaffected with traditional parties. Its platform is openly populist. It's anti-immigration, anti-vaccination, and anti-European. The founder Grillo has praised both Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump as strong statesmen. He's called them a blessing for mankind. And the party's call to lift EU sanctions on Russia is worrying a lot of Italy's European partners. Mm-hmm. While there's no proof that the Five Star has received financing from Russia, the news site BuzzFeed reported that its platforms, its web platforms, have posted content from the Russian outlet Sputnik, as well as many fake stories. So a lot of foreigners are very worried. And the fact is that Five Star is right now running in the polls. It's the most popular party in Italy.
And what about Berlusconi and his party, the center-right Forza Italia? Might he return to power?
Well, I think probably the return of Berlusconi is probably the biggest oddity of this entire campaign. The fact is that he cannot run because after a tax fraud conviction a few years ago, banned him from taking part in elections at least until next year. Nevertheless, age 81, with more and more evidence of plastic surgery on his face and assistance for his receding hairline, he's back running his campaign, mostly on TV. And he's promising what he always promised and never fulfilled, is to cut taxes. But what he has done is that he has put together a center-right coalition of parties, and together with 2 other parties, this is the coalition that is now given the largest chance of perhaps winning and forming the next government.
Wow. I mean, really, what a time. Just the sense of the mood there, Silvia.
Well, this weekend it was very tense. Here in Rome, there were no scuffles, but there was a very big rally, precisely an anti-fascist rally. It was many thousands of people gathered under ugly weather. It was raining very hard. And to say no more fascism, no more racism. On another part of Rome, there was a big rally against vaccinations. That's another issue that's picked up a lot of popularity by the populist parties. And then in Milan, there were clashes between some of these groups we were talking about before, the fascist groups and ultra-leftist protesters who were trying to disturb their rallies. So, and police had to intervene there. But it's a very tense moment. The Italians will vote on Sunday, but the actual fact is it's a complicated new election law, and it's very possible that we will have a hung parliament and that nobody will win.
Oh, well, we're going to keep an eye on it through you. NPR's Silvia Pagioli in Rome, thank you.
Thank you.